With many parts of the economy virtually shut down, thousands of people across Texas are out of a job. Lots of them will be eligible for unemployment benefits. Those benefits are bigger after Congress passed a stimulus package last week, raising the monthly payout by $600. But as KUT's Matt Largy reports, you have to be able to apply for unemployment to get that money. And just taking the first step in that process is frustrating many Texans.
Last Wednesday, Brian Beal found out he'd been furloughed from his job. He worked at a company that makes software for restaurants in Austin. And the first thing he did when he found out was what many of us would do.
I think immediately I took my dog for a nice long walk and, you know, kind of assess the situation.
Then he made some calls to see about another job. But he also wanted to apply for unemployment benefits. So he got online to the Texas Workforce Commission. But the website told him he needed to call to apply. So he tried that.
It's either been busy signal or pre-recorded message. That's all I've been. I've never gotten through to an actual human.
For the past week, multiple times a day, Brian would call and get the busy signal.
Sometimes you get a message that says, due to high call volume, we're unable to take your call. Please go to the website. If you go to the website, it directs you to call the number. So it's just kind of this endless feedback loop.
And it's not just Brian. I called that number too, and it was busy. I found a different number online, called that one.
Normal day, about 13, 14,000 calls. On the 22nd of March, we took 100,000 calls.
Ed Cerna is the Texas Workforce Commission's executive director. He did a Facebook Live last Wednesday, the same day Brian lost his job. The system was already overloaded then.
We know that it is very frustrating, and it is also at times very scary. For individuals who have been let go from work, oftentimes for the first time let go from work. I assure you that we will help everyone that needs help.
The load has only gotten worse since then. More than 155,000 Texans filed first-time claims for unemployment during the week that ended March 21st. The Texas Workforce Commission has declined to give updated numbers since then, but the agency says the number of calls they're getting has ballooned to 1.5 million each day.
We are working extended hours. We are working on the weekends. It's all hands on deck.
That's Cisco Gomez. He's a spokesperson for the Workforce Commission. He says the agency has moved hundreds of employees into the unemployment division and hired temp workers to help answer calls. Still, the volume of calls is overwhelming even the expanded capacity.
What I don't want is people stressing out like, oh my gosh, I'm losing money because I'm not getting through.
Gomez says in general, as long as you apply within the same week, your benefits will be the same regardless of whether it's Monday or Thursday. But if you aren't able to even apply until the next week, your benefits are going to be delayed. He didn't have much advice for people trying to call, other than to keep trying. If you can apply online, you should. While the website may be overloaded during the day, Gomez says traffic on the site is lightest between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Matt Largy, KUT News.